to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
You'll find out in the book of Proverbs that wisdom in chapter 8 is peeking over the shoulder of God as he creates the universe. I was there when he formed it. I was there when he made it. I was there when he shaped it. And he was there when you were made. Wisdom is of the first order, or she was there, because she describes herself in the female or in the feminine gender, which means she's got a long gown, she's not the most beautiful, it's probably black, but she's in the street crying.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Our Response to Stewardship. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23.
If you want to advance in the kingdom and be known in the underworld, you got to do something right with God. Devil could care less about what's in the bank. Neither does God. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Help me, Jesus, just calm down. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but your value in the kingdom is not, it doesn't equate to monies in the bank. Glory to God. It's all tied to how you relate to his son. He could care less. Do you have more money than the prince of Persia or the king of Persia, Xerxes? Do you have more money than Putin? He may be the richest man on the face of the earth, the leader of Russia. They estimate him at a trillion now. A trillion! Just killed one of his rivals this week, alleged, that just talked about him. He tried to poison him 3 years ago. The man went back to Russia. He put him in prison. And somehow or another this week, he died in prison. We believe that the KGB got to him. The master. The dark heart. The bear that comes out of Russia. His aim is Jerusalem. While we're sitting back and won't pass any laws because we want to work with Trump, you better look at what's happening in Scripture. Because you all may be pushing Scripture to come. It's going to come to pass anyway. But you're saying you're working with God, and you don't understand. You can't be friends with the bear coming out of Russia. Because his aim and eye is Jerusalem. He's tied to it. His aim is to kill, steal, and to destroy. He's now putting in the ability to fire nuclear weapons out of the sky, out of space. While we're playing games, you better open up your mind. He has a trillion. So you want to go for money? You're going to have more than he has? He doesn't even serve God, and he have this money. Don't get choked up by the deceitfulness of riches. There is way more money in the next life. I know you don't want to hear that. There's way more resources when you see Jesus. God's got some plans for me. And I don't know what I'm going to obtain in this life, but I want to be with him that owns it all. Can somebody say amen? That's why I love him, man. Glory to God. Well, what is he talking about? Well, I'm paying attention to some stuff. I got a Bible and a newspaper. I believe Matthew 13 and 22, the word can be choked out by the deceitfulness of riches, making us spiritually unfruitful. That's why we got to watch our soil. It cannot be the soil of the thorn. You can be spiritually unfruitful. This church, I decree and declare, will never be spiritually unfruitful. I curse the thorn. Jesus put thorns on his head. He put thorns on his head. They put thorns on his head and hung him on the cross. The thorn has no power over you. You will not lose your mind going after money alone. You got to think about God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then you go after money. And if you put God first, he'll give you what you're trying to go after. Glory to God. Never ever put God second. Set priorities. Do you have five that you can name at any given moment? A singer will sing if you wake them up at 3 a.m. If you place your finger in their belly button, they'll say, whoo! And a preacher don't need to get warmed up. A preacher will preach at 3 a.m. If you shake them, the Lord is my shepherd. That's how it works. I don't need to work it up and come up with a plan. If you got priorities, you keep a plan. God wants you to have a word in your mouth no matter what. If you're a prayer warrior, you don't have to warm up the prayer. You just start praying. The Lord, oh my God, our Father which art in heaven. You come out of your sleep praying. Rashata. You come out of your sleep speaking in tongues, but you got to practice it while you're awake. And if you're a good steward and you have priorities, you don't fumble with them. There's some non-negotiables. Glory to God. Don't mess with my tithe. Don't mess with my offering. And don't mess with my savings. And don't mess with my family. That's how it works. Glory to God. You can mess with everything else, but don't come at my stuff. You come at me, I'm coming after you. Pew, 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 pew. Protect your peace. Pew, pew, pew. Two in the morning, somebody hit my door on 281. Kaboom! Shook the hinges. I said, what? I came out there with wife beaters. What? Hit my door again. Open up. That's what somebody said on the other side. I said, what? Man, my sister's sick. Open your door. I said, man, if you don't get away from my house. Pastor Ben said, leave alone. Get back. I said, y'all get back. I went nuclear. Don't mess with my family. Don't come knocking on my door at 3 a.m. You better go to Walmart. There should be some stuff that gets you riled up. Why are you passive all the time? You got to take it to the next level. If there's a lion on the other side of your door, you better have something to get them out of there. You got to have priorities. And there's some things we need to protect as it relates to God. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. You don't have to be like me. I know I get radical, but I'm letting you know. The man talking about my sister sick. I said, take her to Walmart. Don't come at me like that, man. Walmart open. Guess what? He go to a lady's house that's elderly. She may open up. Then you rob her blind. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So be wise. Have some non-negotiables. There's some things that I don't give up on. Glory to God. We're going to give to God no matter what. Blessed be his name. And he protects us. Y'all on the journey, right? I say we're taking a tour. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. As a result of that, we need to be on guard. If you have priorities, you need to guard them. So we're not deceived by wealth and drawn away from full devotion to the Lord. Don't let wealth choke out or the thorn choke out your priorities. Let's talk about wisdom's weakness. Well, I never heard that wisdom has weakness. I never heard that wisdom can be weakened. Let's take a moment and look at it. Write it down. Wisdom is the principal thing. I say it is of the first order. There are two things that I believe were here before the world began, and that is wisdom and faith. The two are of the first order. It took wisdom to create and faith to create the worlds. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. For the worlds were framed by faith. Thank you, Lord. You can see it in Hebrews chapter 11. You'll find out in the book of Proverbs that wisdom in chapter 8 is peeking over the shoulder of God as he creates the universe. I was there when he formed it. I was there when he made it. I was there when he shaped it. And he was there when you were made. Wisdom is of the first order. Or she was there. Because she describes herself in the female or in the feminine gender, which means she's got a long gown, she's not the most beautiful, it's probably black, but she's in the street crying. How long? How long? How long? How long? How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? That's what she's saying, but nobody's listening. She can talk to you about law. She can talk to you about romance. She can talk to you about relationships. She can talk to you about finance. She can talk to you about everything that you need that's going to set priority or set you on a course for success. But who's listening? She's not attractive. But her price is far above rubies. She is of the principal thing, but she has a weakness. She's of the first order, but she has a weakness. Her price is far above rubies, but she has a weakness. Solomon is wisdom personified in the physical form. Thank you, Lord. The wisest man who ever lived, downloaded into him. His heart expanded according to the scripture as the sands of the sea. Major expanse. He knew science. He knew medicine. He had Proverbs, not just 31, over 1,000. I want you to think about how masterful that is. He knew about every circumstance. When the Queen of Sheba came, he was able to talk to her about the routes she needed to take for safety. In other words, she had caravans of spices that she brought into Jerusalem. Josephus says that you could smell them from miles away. She was packed like that. But Solomon was able to talk to her about the best routes to travel as you enter into Jerusalem. So you can, if you take the high road, you don't have to worry about thieves. The wisdom is far above rubies. He knew the animal kingdom. He knew insects, even to the smallest amount. He knew how they form, how they work, how they swarm, from the locust to the frog, even to the ant. Thank you, Lord. Consider the ant, O sluggard. The man was masterful. But wisdom personified had weaknesses. He grew cold in his walk with God as he amassed wealth. Let me say it again. He grew cold in his walk with God as he started packing banks. The riches came in, and instead of him looking to God, he started looking at his bank accounts. Help me, Jesus. He grew cold with his walk with God over a period of time. It didn't happen overnight. They say if you put crabs in warm water, you can heat it up slowly and they'll just sit there. Heat it up slowly, they don't even know that they're being cooked. Same way with water, if you turn the temperature in the opposite way. You can get used to the warmth, but if you start chilling it over a period of time, next thing you know, you look up and you're frozen. Solomon began to trust wisdom personified in his own wealth, and it choked out his relationship with God. Instead of him having a rubberneck, give me wisdom that I can handle these people, I don't know what I'm doing, he developed a stiff neck. He wouldn't ask God for anything. No prayer, no relationship with God, no entering into the sanctuary, none of that. Because I made it. I made it. I don't have any worries in the earth. I made it. Watch that tendency. I believe the accumulation of wealth had become an important, just as important to him as God used to be. Though the man had more than he could possibly spend, he still put a heavy burden on the people that served him. I want you to think about this now. He's got so much wealth. He's got wood from Lebanon. He's so powerful. He's migrating or transporting resources out of Africa that's coming in. He's married. The reason why he had many wives and many concubines is not because he was just a sex maniac. He went into covenant with nations. So he pulled their daughters out and brought them to Jerusalem and built them homes, because it's hard for a man to go to war with you if his daughter is living there. It was political. Thank you, Lord. He amassed so much wealth over a period of time. He built palaces for all of them and for himself. But as it relates to his throne, instead of putting 7 steps there, he put 6. This one is mine. He's got all his wisdom. 7 is the number of perfection. He knew it. But he said, this one's mine. And I think I explained this a few weeks ago. I did some study on Solomon. I had an artist to draw a picture of him from what I saw in my spirit. And he was sitting on his throne from what I saw, and the sun was going down, and he's got gray hair, but he did not have his hair kept. It was like stringy and hanging down, like almost like he was mad, like insane. Wisdom made him look insane from what I saw. And his forehead, there was a frown in his forehead, and he's focused like that, and his head is down, and he has a rose in his right hand, and the leaves, the petals of the rose are falling. He realizes he won't be here forever, and he's going to leave all of this wealth to crazy sons. They have no clue on what it takes to manage anything. And he's beginning to see how deceived he was from wealth. The sun is going down. The man is getting older, sitting on the throne. And he puts a tariff on his own people. You don't have enough banks and storage houses for your resources. And he's still bringing it to Jerusalem. He didn't know when to quit. I want you to get a picture of this. His people are burdened every day trying to follow him, and he won't release the burden on them. So when he dies and his son Rehoboam takes the throne, the elders come to the son and say to them, your father had a heavy tariff on us. If you would relieve the burden, the people will love you. He said, well, I don't want to listen to you all. And he called his countrymen or guys of his same age. And said, what do you think? They said, you ought to choke them the more. Just like young people today. I don't need to listen to what my parents said. And many of us don't listen to what our parents said. We can kill us. We're making more money than they ever thought they could make in their life. But we won't even listen to wisdom. You know grandmama used to put some money under the mattress. Man, I'm preaching today. You know that they tried to save. You know that they put money in their children's hands. They put that in the offering. And watch you put it in there. Because some of us will put it in our pocket. But they were trying to teach us that you got to give God something. You know they taught you how to share. But we don't teach our kids to do it. We allow them to breed selfishness. That's yours. Don't let nobody take it. It's the worst thing you can say to a child. They must learn to share when they're young. Solomon's son tightened the rope and it divided the kingdom. The reason why you see in the book of 1 Kings a Judah and an Israel is because he wouldn't lighten the load. And it started with Solomon amassing wealth and wouldn't relieve the burden because he was choked out. Wisdom was choked out because of his wealth. In other words, you can see somebody suffering, have the resources, but look at them, tell them, my stuff ain't for you. It ain't even for God. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but Lord help us. It's arrogance to the max. Rehoboam's arrogance divided the kingdom. Don't let the enemy divide your house or your family because you just stuck. Because you got money now. You need to humble yourself and get with God's plan. Because the more you put God in your money, the more he massages your heart to shift and change. When you stop doing stuff for God, nobody can make your heart move anymore. That's the weakness of wisdom. Riches. Write it down. Stewardship entails much more than just giving. In the church, we've mastered the giving principle. Come on, give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Give more. Unfortunately, many churches have equated the word stewardship with just giving. I believe God wanted me to expand it. It's not just giving. It is ownership, responsibility. It is accountability and reward. I've seen it. We've never done we did one stewardship campaign. We were going for a piece of property years ago and needed $750,000. We were able to raise $500,000. We missed it by $250,000. Thank you, Lord. But I needed a philanthropist. So since God didn't give us the money, instead of us driving the people even the more, we backed up off of the dream, at least for a period of time. We never forsake dreams. But maybe the timing is off. How many of you know in due season the vision will come? Amen. Amen. Write it down and make it plain. I'm not backing off of anything that God said. Amen. But you shall reap in due season if you faint not. Thank you, Jesus. So we tried to raise the funds to get it done. We've seen churches with building programs. I want to just say to any pastor that's watching, don't be like Jeroboam and drive the people so much that you drain them because you have a dream. We must have wisdom. Don't go after the wealth so much that you kill the very people. That's why we teach here that people come before buildings. Your well-being comes before my dream to have a campus. At the same time, you can't be so selfish that you don't sow nothing. You've got to take the responsibility and respond to stewardship so you can sow a seed. And if all of us do that, we'll get somewhere with God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Our Response to Stewardship, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2402-1808. That's reference number 2402-1808.
Sunday, February 25th will mark the 12th bishopric anniversary of our beloved pastor, Merton Clark, and all cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Trim Nation, show Bishop some love online at truthrevealed.org or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2, and checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate bishopric anniversary on the memo line.
Career and College Prep will provide the Scholastic Success Seminars ACT and SAT Math Preparation Study monthly from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. starting February 24th. Parents, head to the Truth Revealed website or the mobile app to register your children today. Email career.college@truthrevealed.org for more information.
The Sacred Dance Ministry is looking for you if you are ready to inspire others to worship God and usher in the presence of God through movement. Email sacreddance@truthrevealed.org for more information. If you own a business and wish to be listed in the 2024 Business Directory in Revealed Magazine, contact Jeff Williams or email magazine@truthrevealed.org.
New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.